You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. All this week on Marketplace Tech, we're talking about climate change and how technology can help us become more resilient to it. It's part of our series, How We Survive. And a big element of the business story around climate change is risk. The risk to cities, states, and countries, to companies, and the banks that invest in all of them. Some regulatory bodies, like the European Central Bank, require climate risk assessment. It's possible that the Federal Reserve may eventually as well. Emily Mazzacarati runs the climate data firm 427, which was acquired by Moody's last year. It uses big data analysis to help companies and governments figure out the risk climate change poses to them.
The very first thing that needs to happen is first to understand, identify the nature of the risk. This could be storms, floods, wildfires, heat waves, what those impacts are going to be. And then the second step is to understand how those impacts translate in terms of financial risk, credit risk. And this is where we're working closely with our parent company, Moody's, to understand how exposure to extreme weather events, for example, translate in terms of impacts on cash flow, on asset valuation, and therefore whether we see an increase in the risk of default or whether we anticipate an impact on the stock performance, the type of metrics that investors, asset managers are going to be looking at.
Is this the kind of work and hopefully eventual regulatory framework that will create commercial incentives for solutions?
In and of itself, if we only keep a focus on risk, we may not be incentivizing everything that needs to happen from an adaptation standpoint. And so if you think of how that's been handled in other sectors, there was the creation a number of years ago of ARPA-E at the federal level, an innovation agency that invests in energy technology, right? We would need an ARPA-A for adaptation. There's a number of other policy mechanisms that can be used to support innovation and market creation. So the risk is one of the key mechanisms, it's a pre-requirement, but in and of itself, it is not going to allow the market to really bloom and expand as much as it should. So there's a number of other policy actions that could be taken to support that.
And then in terms of driving adaptation and resilience, and I guess specifically investment in adaptation and resilience, is that a connection that you're seeing starting to happen? That these markets are being created in a way as a result of this modeling?
I think we're slowly moving in that direction. I don't think we can quite claim victory yet. What we're going to see, right, is it's going to become a lot more attractive from a financial standpoint to invest in adaptation and resilience once we have a better understanding of the costs.
Emily Mazzacarati is the founder and CEO of 427, an affiliate of Moody's. You can hear more about adapting to climate change in our hour-long special, How We Survive. Listen on select local public media stations. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.